Hey, what's going on, my friend? It's Jordan Kalish here. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you. Today, I'm going to be sharing a solo episode. Now, these solo episodes will consist of either an Instagram live that I've created or a separate video that I pulled from somewhere else that I really wanted to share on the podcast so you could have the audio experience. Now, whenever I do these solo episodes, particularly the Instagram lives, they're really just a stream of consciousness. I try not to plan them too much. I just allow whatever needs to come through me in that moment to come through. And usually the content is just what is needed for the person on the other side. And I trust that if you're here about to receive this, there's something here for you. So I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. My one request is if you did get some value from this solo episode, please ensure that you subscribe if you haven't already so that I can keep you posted when more of these come out, and share it with a friend as well if you got something useful from this information. So again, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking in this knowledge. It says so much about you to be on this journey. And I really hope you get something from today's episode. So enjoy.
Hola. Welcome.
Good to have you with me. I wanted to come on and just do a impromptu live just to share some things that are prevalent or fresh for me in the realm of men stepping onto the path of a new level of leadership. And I've titled today's live, the five things men need to prioritize to increase impact and income. Because I speak to a lot of men, you know, like I coach a lot of men. I've now been coaching a lot of men for the last 3-4 years. And it becomes really clear to me as I go about my own journey of refinement, clarifying, that every time that we go through a new level, there is a shift that needs to happen. But for men, there are specific things that I've found that are required to support a man in this evolution, both on a personal level, on a professional level, in his relationships. And I'm going to speak to some of them today. Like, obviously, this is also relevant to the women on here as well. So ladies, that you're still going to get some value from the live today. Thanks for being with me. Kaya, good to see you. And I'm going to just go through these five things. So these are the five things that men need to increase impact and income. And if you're a lady watching this and you know a man in your life who, you know, is struggling in one of these areas, then pass this on to him, share with him, or reflect back to him where you feel like he's getting stuck at the moment. Because it's normal for men to get stuck. It's normal for all of us to get stuck, especially right now. I created a live last week about the season of change and how everything is shifting right now. There's so much evolving and changing, and it's normal to feel like you're a little bit lost. It's normal and okay to feel a little bit confused, because things are being shifted both internally and externally. That, like, that is what this season is about. So there is this period of time right now where we're getting to really redefine, you know, what it is that we want to prioritize in our life. You know, we're getting to redefine what it is that we actually want. At least that's what I'm going through. I'm going through a period where I'm like, what do I want now? Like, what I used to do or what I used to prioritize is now no longer in alignment. So I'm trying to now map out a new vision for my life. And I'm going to share with you what I've kind of mapped out as the five things that really men need to prioritize to continuously up level in the areas that matter. Elijah King, good to have you here, bro. And it starts with that. This, for me, what I'm realizing is this is such an important time for redefining your vision, right? So if you're on here and you're going through a big shift right now, especially with the eclipse, the full moon eclipse that happened yesterday, there are a lot of things with spring starting up last week. There are a lot of things that are just completely changing, dismantling even. And this would be the time, you know, societal programming tells us that like the end of the new year is when you do your, you know, your vision planning and your vision boarding. But it's actually during these times, you know, on a cosmic level, these are the times you want to prioritize setting goals and intentions for this new version of you, right? The calendar year is actually totally different to the, you know, planetary and astrological years. And the astrological years is what the astrological calendar is what we should be prioritizing for mapping out our vision and our plans, because it aligns with energetic shifts that are going on a cosmic level. And this right now is one of the biggest times. So redefine your vision. Like, and that's what I'm doing. And for men, it's so crucial that we go through Because for us as men, we need to have a guiding North Star. We need to have a purpose, a vision, a direction that we're moving towards, because this is what creates that forward momentum in our life. And for a lot of men who get stuck and get into cycles of anxiety and overwhelm, depression and the heaviness, it's because they've lost sight of their vision. They've lost sight of why they're doing things, why they're showing up. They've lost that purpose. So right now, I would suggest prioritizing, redefine your vision, identify or try to tune back into what have you been put on this earth to fulfill? What have you been put on this earth to express? You know, what is the uniqueness that you've been put here to bring into the world? Because we need it. You know, the world needs it. Your family needs it. Remember why you're showing up. You know, for me, like sometimes it's my family that really lights me up the most. My family is the thing that like fuels me. Friends and family, like people fuel me more than anything. That's why I'm in this realm of work. But what is it that fuels you? You know, you got to tune into that. What is it that lights you up? Who needs you at your best? And tune back into that vision that you're not just trying to create for yourself, but you're trying to create for the people that you care about the most. Yeah. So tune into that. What is your 3-year vision? Who do you want to be? What do you want to have? What needs to be prioritized in your life so that you can step into that? And then why is it important that you fulfill on that vision? You know, like why? Because if we do not check back into our why, the reason why we're doing what we're doing, it can be easy to succumb to laziness. It can be easy to succumb to the instant pleasures that are so prevalent right now in society and not prioritize the things that are going to move us closer to our goals and our vision. So step one, if you're watching this is a good time to redefine your vision. Now for the men on here, this would be the next thing that of all the years that I've coaching and all the years that I've been in this process of refining myself and evolving myself, one thing that has stood out the most is getting in spaces with other men, getting accountability from other men. And this is something that's so overlooked. So many men that I speak to, even high level men, you know, a lot of the times the reason why they're struggling, or if you are struggling right now as a man, it's probably because you've isolated yourself. Maybe you've isolated yourself from other people in general and you're trying to figure it all out on your own. You know, this new evolution, this new phase is not about that. It's not about trying to do it yourself. You know, yes, Elia, that's it, brother. We're here together, man. This frequency is bringing us together. But to feel that frequency is one thing, but then to act on it and to put yourself in spaces where you've got a reflection from another man in your life who has your highest interests in mind has been by far the most impactful thing on my journey. Because every time that I think I can figure this shit out on my own, every time that I think it's just me and my problems are unique to me, and then I just like go inward and try to like, you know, solve all my issues, that's when I get often like just lost. And as soon as I open myself up to bringing in other people or sharing what I'm going through, very quickly you realize that, hey, there's so many other people experiencing the same thing or going through the same struggles right now. It just becomes a lot harder for men. It's from what I've seen. Women, you girls are so good at that. You're so good at just like getting on a phone with a friend or going down to the local yoga studio and just opening up and chatting about your emotions. Men really struggle, especially where I'm from in Australia. It's not something that we are brought up around, right? It often takes a few drinks for a lot of men to just open up. And that is why I'm a real advocate. I really step forward and I'm doing my best to create spaces where men can come into environments where you can be in a space with another man who's there, not judging you, there for you, where you can feel safe opening up too. Because there is so much medicine in that. Yeah, there's so much medicine in that. I'm from Perth, Max, Western Australia. And that's why this week I'm actually starting up another men's group. So lads, if you're watching this and you are, you know, looking for those spaces or you're ready to be in environments where you want to be around men who are on an elevated frequency, men who are uplifting you, maybe your current friends group aren't supporting you in your goals, then fuck, it's time to get around one that is. Hit me up, DM me if that's something you want to explore, because the men's program that I facilitate is called The Path. I bring in some of the highest caliber men that I know, and we go on a 4-month journey where we support each other through coaching, guidance, and accountability. And the accountability piece is a big one. You know, when you've got men who are holding you accountable, you know, when you say one thing, like you say something, you're like, I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to break this habit, or I'm going to go to the gym more consistently, or whatever the hell it is. And you say it, it's now up to you to gather the accountability that you need to show up for that big thing. especially if it's a stretch. If you're making a big commitment or you've set a bold goal for yourself, it's going to require bold action. And when you have an accountability system in the form of other men who are holding you to that standard, you're far more likely to follow through. At least that's the case for me. Like I'm in multiple men's groups and I try to my best to surround myself with other guys who are further ahead than me. Because I know for me growing up as a semi-pro, I was playing soccer, football. Whenever I had a coach that believed in me, whenever I had a coach that, you know, really like, you know, believed in my abilities, I would really do my best. I would play so much better. I would train so much harder. And life is much the same. You know, that's why like I love having coaches in my life who inspire me to be better, because it just makes me want to show up more powerfully when you've got those reflections from other men. Thanks, Elijah. I see you, bro. So guys, if you're jumping on here late, the theme of today's live is the five things men need to increase their income and their impact. And we've started off with redefining the vision, redefining the trajectory or the path that you're on in your life is a really important thing to do, because your vision is refining. Your purpose is changing all the fucking time. So we must have that ability to step back and be like, okay, this track that I'm on, is it still the path for me? Because I'm going through a period in my life right now where I'm realizing the track that I'm on in my business, there's some things that I'm like, you know what? I actually don't want to go down that path anymore. I want to shift. There is a higher level that's trying to come through. And that's always going to be the case. So we just have to keep that in mind, that we always must check in with our vision to see if it's still in alignment. And then the things that we're prioritizing in our life, is it still supportive of who it is we want to be and what we want to have? Yeah. So redefining the vision is the first one. And then I spoke about getting accountability, getting spaces with other men. And that's one of the hardest things guys struggle with. So prioritizing that, it holds so much growth. It accelerates so many things. And now the third thing that, you know, men really need to do is to heal their masculine wounds. And I'm going to define what I mean by masculine wounds, because for the men that are on here, we grew up, you know, our father's generation, they had to suppress so much of themselves to be able to survive. You know, and maybe you were lucky. Maybe you had a conscious father in your life that was able to support you and you didn't pick up too many masculine wounds, but that's rare. You know, our fathers had to suppress a lot of themselves so that they could survive and provide for us, which resulted in us adopting a lot of their wounding, us adopting a lot of the patterning that results in us distracting, avoiding, numbing, and suppressing parts of ourselves. More specifically, the play, the joy, the fun in what we're doing. For the men on here, can you feel me in that? Do you resonate with that? Have you struggled to find the joy and the fun and the lightness in what you're doing? Because fucking hell, I have at times. And that is what I mean by the masculine wounds. That is what I mean by us having to prioritize healing masculine wounds if we really want to go to this next level of income and impact. So to do that, we really need to slow down. We really need to look at the areas of our life where we may be distracting, where we're using certain things as forms of coping, so that we don't have to be with whatever anxiety, fear, doubt, shame, or grief we may be running from. Because when we're willing to feel and confront a lot of these emotions, that's when the joy, the fun, and the play comes back. And that's why we're here, lads. If you grew up playing sport like me, why did we play sport? Why did you love going out, playing basketball, kicking the soccer ball around, or playing cricket, or playing rugby, or playing football, whatever it is that you did? We did it because it was fun. We did it because we were playing. And if you've lost sight of that in your life right now, whether it's in your business, in your career, or whatever it is that you do for a living, if you've lost sight of the fun and the play, it is because you have allowed these patterns, these masculine wounds, to get in the way of you really expressing who you're meant to be. So that is what we must prioritize as men. To do that, we must create space. And that's the fourth thing that we must do as men if we want to go to the next level. We must prioritize space in our life. When you have space, you're able to slow down and step back, and you get to look at, or you get to tune in to be like, okay, how do I feel today? It's something that I get all my clients to do as soon as they start working with me, is I get them to download this app called How We Feel, and I get them to do daily check-ins, which is this app notifies you throughout the day, and it gets you to check in with your current emotional state. And if you don't have a process in place where you can tune into what's currently present inside of your body today, or if you haven't developed the ability to actually become sensitive enough to what's inside of your body. It becomes hard to identify when you are disconnected and when you are connected. Okay, it becomes hard to understand what does feeling light and free and open and expansive resemble, and what does heaviness, density, tightness, and contraction resemble, and how does it show up in your body specifically, right? Because we want to get really attuned to when am I open and when am I closed? When am I coming from love? When am I coming from fear? That is a skill that as men, when we create space in our life, we get to refine that skill. And the ability or the next level is having the courage. When you are not open, when you are not free, when you are not coming from love, do you have the courage to step back and tune in and relax into whatever the fuck is coming up so that you can give love to that fear? Because, and I don't want you to think that this has to be like a really disciplined practice, because it should be a very gentle and devotional practice for a lot of us men. We must devote ourselves to this higher frequency of love to come through. And that takes so much courage. Again, ladies, you are a lot better at this than us men. For the woman on here, you guys are naturally, the consciousness has moved through the female frequency more abundantly than the male frequency, but it is happening more to men now. That's why I see all you fellas jumping on here, because it is happening to the men as well. But lads, it's gonna require courage. Courage not to act on all of these fear-based emotions anymore. To unhook yourself from all of the habits, all of the old behaviors that pull you away from just being with that fear. So that's why the fourth and most important thing for us men is to create space in your life where you can be in that space and tune in. Okay. And when you're tuned into the space, like, just, you can tune into your heart. You can notice where tension may be held. You can use your breath to open up some of those parts. You know, you can use movement. I like to do Qigong. I like to go for walks, right? Whatever it is that you choose to do in that space is up to you. But the idea being, we want to open and relax into high levels of abundance, freedom, clarity, joy, expression, wholeness, right? And again, lads, if you want support with this, if this is new to you and you don't understand how to go about this, or if you've tried it and it's not working for you, keep getting stuck, this is why support systems are here. Send me a DM. I have a men's group that is set up for you to go into these areas. Okay, so don't think, again, you have to figure it out on your own. There are support systems here. And then the final thing that I've written down here for men who want to go to the next level, and I know you guys do, like, that's the nature of us men. We want to continue to climb and conquer new things. We want to go to the new heights of our capabilities. But to do that, and this is across not just what I've noticed in terms of my own journey, but lots of other very successful individuals that I've spoken to or been around, all prioritize this. And it's investing in their expansion. Okay? Investing in their expansion. Now, again, this is connected with the lone wolfing aspect, where a lot of men think they can figure it out on their own, so they don't choose to invest money in their own personal evolution, in the form of experiences, in the forms of being around other coaches or other people, or in the form of anything that's going to be supportive of them unlocking a new level of clarity in their life. But if you think about it, every single day you're spending money, you're spending your resources, you are spending time, you're spending your energy, you're spending your money, most importantly. Actually, no, they're all equal importance. Your time and your energy are just as important, because as you start to make more money, you then get to buy back more of your time and buy back more of your energy. So if you don't have a lot of money right now, then you need to be very intentional with where you're spending your time and your energy. And you better make sure that those decisions are aligned with your highest expansion, meaning if there's something that you're doing right now that doesn't support you in expanding, it's time to choose something else. Likewise with your money. If you are making enough money, what I started to do when I started to generate enough income in my life, I started to look at the people who were like three or four levels ahead of me, and I go, how the hell do I get around this person? Or like, who do I need to enroll into my life to get them to support me in seeing the things that I can't see so I can speed this process up? And as I started to make more and more money, I started to invest more into being in groups or being in experiences where I could acquire knowledge that I could put into practice to turn it into wisdom. That's the main thing, lads, that people ahead of you are doing. They're just spending money to acquire knowledge, and then they're putting it into practice, and then they're gathering wisdom, and that wisdom then translates into value that they can provide into the world. So just know that this is a part of the journey. And whatever scarcity or fear or doubt is getting in the way of you investing in yourself and whatever it is that is trying to be freed, just recognize that that's a necessary step in this journey. It's a necessary step to confront a part of you that says, we can't afford that. I don't have time for that. But if your heart and soul is being pushed in that direction, it is your responsibility to get out of your own fucking way and invest and step in. It is a courageous act. It is a courageous act. If you're not happy with where you're at right now, it's because you've been listening to that fear for too long. So all of these steps how I've set up, and I'll go through them quickly again with you, but they're all set up to know that like at every season of your life or every cycle, you're going to have to prioritize redefining your vision. You're going to have to prioritize getting accountability from other men. You're going to have to prioritize healing your masculine wounds in the forms of creating space, in the form of slowing down, in the form of tuning in. And you're going to have to prioritize investing in yourself, in expansion. So I wanted to share that with you because it's on my heart. It's front of mind. If there are any questions for the lads that have been on here, I'm more than happy to chill for the next 5 to 10 minutes and answer some questions. But these recordings we put on the podcast. And then most importantly, lads, I'll say it again. If you're on here and you are feeling called, you're feeling ready to receive support, not just from me, but from a group of amazing, powerful men who are stepping on a path of elevating their consciousness. I run a men's group. It starts this Wednesday. I want you to send me a DM. Just DM me men's group or DM me the path and I'll give you more information. It's invitation only. So I will kind of just send you a few questions to make sure that you're ready to step into this. But if you're tuning in and you feel it, that's the thing I want you to act on. If you feel the call, reach out to me because you know I got you and I want to support you in going to the next level. Yes, top G, Sarah, appreciate you. Any questions? Otherwise, I'll call it here. Just put a question in the chat. If you were able to tune in for the whole live, I appreciate you. And if you had a question on anything that I've shared or just a question in general, like I'm more than happy to answer anything. Spencer, my man, my guy. Yes, this Wednesday. Spencer Anderson is one of the kings who will be a part of the path journey starting up this Wednesday. Some of the highest caliber individuals that I know. And it's powerful when you have a team. When you have a team of brothers in your life. Right? It's like, that's why I love playing sport. When you're in a team, when you win together, it's so much more powerful. And it goes quicker. You go further when you're in a tribe, right? When you're in a brotherhood. So it's easy to overlook that for us men, yeah? We overlook that brotherhood and tribalism and team-based stuff is what we need to thrive. Admit, I have so many directions I can go with photography, but I enjoy them, but niching down feels impossible. Well, I don't know if you need to niche down, man. Just go with the flow of inspiration. If photography lights you up, just keep prioritizing the specific projects or the things that light you up. Like I go through this as well with making content, man. Like, you know, everyone, the business coaches say you need to niche down, but if you just make content on the things that, or you express yourself on the things that feel the most alive and the most fresh for you, you can't go wrong, bro. You can't go wrong. Your creative pursuits should be like a journal. Like if you go through and watch all my lives, it's like a journal. I write in my journal, but then I come onto this Instagram live and I share it because that's the whole point of being a creator is share what's on your heart and don't keep it to yourself. Fucking put it out to the world. You know, like whether it's photography or speaking or writing or drawing or film, whatever it is, it is an open journal where you're expressing what it is that you're learning and processing and understanding in your own life. That's why musicians are some of the highest paid artists in the world because their art is a diary entry to themselves that they're then sharing with the world in such an intimate way. And if we're able to do that in our own form, you don't have to be a musical artist to do that. But if we're able to do that in our own form, it becomes immensely valuable because it bridges connection. People feel connected when you're just authentic. You know, when you're just honest, like this is the breakdown that I'm having. And let me share it with you in the form of my art. Because you can guarantee someone else is probably going through the same thing and it's going to bring them value. I feel like that's the whole point of being a creator or unlocking that inner artist, yeah? Artist life, how that's poignant, on point. Do you do relationship coaching? Me and my husband love your videos. Thank you. I'm really happy that it resonates. Yeah, I do. I do. Relationships obviously are such the most powerful teachers. You know, I've been in a relationship for 8-9 years now, and it by far, between my relationship and my business, has been the greatest teachers for my own spiritual and personal journey. So yeah, it's always a joy when I get to, well, I coach a lot of men on relationship based stuff, but yeah, hit me up, Artist Life, if you want some support with anything that you're going through, and we'll see if we can, I'll see if I can support you. Any other questions, guys, before I wrap for the day? If you have a question, just put it in the chat. I'm happy to answer it. I'm also hosting another retreat in Sedona in May, in-person retreat for the men. I feel like I'm just sharing a lot for men right now, because I want to create more spaces where men can really step in, because it's a courageous act, but I know more and more men are ready for this. So the in-person work, or the in-person experience, is probably the most direct and the fastest route to really unlocking and uncovering who it is that you're meant to be. But the online container is also super powerful. Yeah, Aaliyah, for sure, bro. Would love to have you come on and share about the path, man. How do you get on here, bro? Do a share. I'm going to bring my guy Aaliyah, who was just in the last path. Just, I don't think you got a request to speak on here. I don't know how it works on the live. I think that's also one of the things that I love the most about running men's programs, is I'm witnessing, and this is for the ladies on here as well. Rest assured, there are some fucking powerful young leaders coming through. I see them from all over the world. These young men that are like 19, 20, stepping into this work, stepping into, you know, working, like opening themselves, conscious, grounded. It's inspiring. It inspires the next generation. Young leaders that I've had the beauty of crossing paths with, young Aaliyah from Switzerland, will pop up in a sec. Benja, journaling hasn't been a little challenging for me, but I feel my mind is goes faster than my hand, and I feel that what I journal frustrates me. Any advice on this? Well, if journaling is bringing up emotions in you, bro, that's good. You know, the whole purpose of a practice is to become present to any emotions that come up. And if there's frustration that comes up, that's usually an indicator there's some anger there, bro. So if there's anger that's surfacing, you know, frustration, irritation, impatience, all of these things, irritability, they're all indicators of suppressed anger. So that is a big part for us men of our process, is learning to confront our anger, to look at it, you know, to really learn how to express our anger in a healthy way. And if you don't know how to do that, bro, I would suggest like looking into getting a support system where you can. Again, being around other men who can hold you in that, to really bring out that primal essence, that primality, is so powerful. But that's what I sense in you, bro. There's some anger that you get to own, right? Sorry, Aaliyah, I'm trying to accept your invite, but it's not working. Do another comment, Aaliyah. I'll just invite you to step in. All right, there we go. Nah. It's good, bro. Nah. Good to see you, man. Thanks for jumping on.
Too, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
How's life?
So,
what's on your heart? What do you want to share?
Yeah, I thought about sharing a little bit from the path. I realized how much I learned from the path, especially after it ended. When, like, the whole group was just gone, I realized how much I changed there.
Mm.
And it was actually then pretty difficult. And I feel like now I'm actually applying the steps that I've learned back in the path.
Yeah, big time.
A big one for me was integrity. The integrity chapter,
well, bro,
was awesome.
I'm glad you mentioned that, man. Like, integrity is one of the things. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I speak to so many men. And I can't tell you how many men will book a call with me or message me or say that they're ready to step in, and then they just don't show up. They just ghost. And it's such a really clear example of the lack of integrity that's present in not just men, but women as well. And I think that's something that we prioritize. I've seen you prioritize so much in your life, is like, your word is so fucking powerful, man. Like, when you say something, Like that is like an extension of you, and the amount of people that are so disconnected with that, you know, just giving their word away and then not actually following through, it just creates such a lack of trust. So yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Integrity is a real cornerstone of, you know, what the program was about. What else have you, I guess, implemented into your life from being in the path? And yeah, what else do you want to share on that?
I just implemented the peak performance days, the last 2 days, like finally after 2 months, after the 3 months after the path ended, just like grinding away at work, like open promises and not like things where I did not hold my integrity, just like grinding away at it and just getting it done and getting on top of my integrity again.
Big time. Yeah, it's empowering, bro. You know, when you start like keeping those promises, when you start keeping the promises that you make to yourself, it starts to build momentum. And in my opinion, like that's where the confidence comes from. I think we spoke about that when we had our coaching call. It was like, start to just prioritize those little things that are connected to, you know, your larger vision. And then in doing so, momentum starts and you start to gather this like sense of like empowerment. One sec, I just sneeze. Oh no, I'm good. Okay. The energy was hyping, man. I was like in flow. Bro, thank you for coming on here, man. How old are you, bro? Again, just remind me of your age, how old you are.
24.
Yes. Bro, and I say this, I've said this to some of the other young lads who come through the men's group. I speak to a lot of like 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds who have millions of dollars. And they're still not ready, or they're still not at the point where they're courageous enough to step into the arena like you have and like some of these other young men have. And I want to just like acknowledge that this like new generation, bro, you know, your generation is this, is creating a new consciousness. Because in 10, 20 years time, brother, like who knows the impact, the ripple impact that you stepping into these kinds of environments are going to have. So I appreciate you a lot, man, and your courage like really sets the tone. And there's a lot of women on here as well, like with sons, like, you know, or women who have partners that they want to step into this. And I just like want to say thank you, bro. Thank you for like leading by example.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you too, like for all the work, for the program that you set up there. It's really amazing.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, it's wild that we're starting up again. Yo, let's message me outside of this and I'll give you an update as to where things are at, and would love to see if I can get you involved in the next one.
Yeah, you should definitely join. Oh, my coach, my BJJ coach, joined. Hey, Tony.
All right, my bro. I think we're going to wrap it. I think this is a good place to call it.
Yeah.
But thanks for tuning in. I'm going to upload this to the podcast as well. So, guys, check out the podcast, State Shifters Podcast. We'll chuck it on there. Aaliyah, what are you prioritizing these days? What's your intentions for the next week, for the rest of the week?
To visit every BJJ class this week.
Let's go. Let's go. Weapon.
Yeah.
All right, King. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being on here. And thank you guys. Thanks for tuning in and being present with us. Really appreciate it. And we'll do more live soon.
Perfect.
Peace. Have a good week. Ciao.
You too. Thank you, man.
Bye. There we have it, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. One last thing before you take off. I want to tell you a little bit about The Path, which is a 4-month men's program that I facilitate. Enrollments are currently open. And if you're a man listening to this, or you know a man that may feel the call to step into a men's program, a men's group, then this is the opportunity for him. And if you're tuning into my content, if you're here, you're listening to this, there's some sort of resonance through what I'm putting out. There's something that's calling you to step into this work. And I have decided that I wanted to, you know, create opportunities for men to come together, to attract the right kinds of men who are willing to support each other in this journey. And what The Path is, it's a 4-month men's program where we go into each of the domains, all of the domains of a man's life, his relationships, his finances, his spirituality, his health, his fitness, all the areas to help him achieve full potency. And we do this through a very specific, measurable, tracked
program where we have structure and we have accountability and we have guidance. And essentially we meet every week, we come together, we measurably track progress in each of these areas, and we have safe spaces where we can open up around other men to release the things we've been holding onto, to release the blockages that are holding us back from being true, authentic, grounded warriors in this earth. And if you're here, you know the urgency, you know the need for this kind of work, especially for us men to step into this new level of leadership. So I just wanted to let you know that we're now taking enrollments for the next round. It's something that, you know, I really feel that this is my heart and soul's calling to bring this work to fellow men, to fellow brothers like yourself. So if you head on over to thepathbrotherhood.com, you'll be able to learn more information about the path, what it's about, and how to apply. And if there's something in your soul that's resonating with what I'm sharing, then please follow that calling, because on the other side of it is a whole new realm of possibility, power, and confidence that will just start to emit from you. It will emanate out of you. You deserve it, my friend. You fucking deserve it. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll see you on the inside. Take care.